Ketchikan's downtown cruise ship docks aren't as quiet as they once were, but the waterfront isn't exactly buzzing. Adriana North was walking her blue heeler Zoe down the docks on Sunday. The celebrity millennium towered over the Tongass Trading Company dock store.
Does it feel any different to you walking down here on the docks?
Well, yeah. Not too much because it's not crowded. I was expecting it to be more crowded, but there's only the one cruise ship, you know, so it's a little bit different. It's kind of nice actually seeing different people. I like it.
She says it's nothing like the pre-pandemic crowds, and she likes it that way.
A few years ago, I would take her walking, and it was real crowded, like going through a maze and then all this other stuff. But now it's kind of nice because there's not so many people.
The 1,300 or so passengers who came on the Millennium, about half the ship's capacity, seem to be enjoying their trip to the Great Land.
Oh, we love it.
That's Corinne Murphy. She's a high school earth science teacher from New York.
I'm looking forward to taking a look at glaciers live and in person and taking pictures for my students for September.
The cruise lines say 95% of the passengers are fully vaccinated, and that includes Murphy and her daughter, Sarah. She says the line has provided hand sanitizer, masks, and plenty of space, so she's not too concerned about COVID-19. And though downtown Ketchikan isn't as packed as it was in 2019, jewelry store co-owner Ali Hussein says he's just glad to see a 1,000-foot vessel dominating the skyline.
It's a little more fun. It gets you going. It makes you... I mean, I was excited to wake up this morning just to see that cruise ship, you know? It was really, really pretty awesome.
His business partner, Tamara Street, says it's a different experience with so many fewer people in town.
No, I've had a couple of the tourists say, oh, it's not like it used to be because there's hardly anybody on the ship and there's hardly anybody in town. And I'm almost like, that's got to be kind of nice a little bit too, you know? Even though we're looking for full capacity, you got to just appreciate it for what it is.
She says she's working on making the most of this short, low-volume cruise season. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.